Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome back to Hanging by a Thread with Seth and Meredith Marks. Today we are talking about us for a change.
Well, what are we going to talk about?
Well, the theme of this, honey, is about relationships, and clearly we've had our issues. What I want to talk about today is more focused on how we turned everything around, how we avoided a divorce, how we are now
found love again. Were you ever out of love?
It wasn't just finding love. There are so many issues above and beyond love that impact a relationship, and I think we all know
we
that.
Should go over the timeline for the benefit of the people that, I mean, we're sharing our lives like fucking idiots on a reality show. Let's just get that out there, right? Like, my therapist, when we were hanging by a thread, my therapist literally, and I, of course, refused to go to therapy, which contributed to only exacerbated our relationship when you told me 20 years ago, you know, you might want to go to therapy and, you know, it's not just go out and make money and come home and put your feet up and just be a dad that shows up to your kids' events and leaves, which was me. It was like a 1970s dad. Thought my therapist said, do not go on that fucking reality show if you want to save your marriage.
Well, I think the reality show actually helped to save our marriage in
that's
the strangest
insane,
of ways.
Right?
And that's what I think is really very interesting, because I do believe that we are like one of the only couples on the face of this earth that can say a global pandemic combined with an excellent marriage therapist and being on a reality television show saved our marriage. Think there's anyone else out there who would say that?
I hope not, because I feel so bad. That is a brutal journey.
How those three things impacted you to help you reconcile with me, and what was the strongest of the three for you?
Well, first of all, the discernment before the reconciliation, because this show, I think, which I love, is purpose driven, right? Not all relationships are meant to last. And the first step is going through the process to explore. Don't cheat. If you've been in a relationship for 3 months, 3 years, 80 years, you owe it to each other to discern if the love is still there, or if you have, you're hanging by a thread and meant to be, or you're hanging by a thread and meant to clip the thread and move on. And so for us, we had to go through that, which was probably some of the most intense, emotionally grueling shit I've ever been through in my life, with where we had a discernment therapist. Tell us about that. Cause that's like,
well, we spent a full day.
That's like secret sauce that I don't think is available to everybody. It's like a new concept.
I think a lot of people don't know about discernment therapy, and I think it would be really interesting to try to get Dana to come on here if we could.
It's basically a therapist that gives you their fucking opinion within what, 3 sessions, and says, I think you guys need to, you know, find a way, a path to, you know, independence and peace and separate, or I think you guys still have what's left, and if you're willing to put in the work, like do these things, you can make it, right? They give you a judge.
That's not all. You're not saying the whole thing. So what you do is we have a session together. We have individual sessions. Then we have a session back together again. And she not only formulates an opinion based on what we're both saying together and apart, if she thinks we're capable of making this work, but on top of that, she gives you the tools to go down whichever path you need to go down.
Exactly.
So if it is a divorce route, she helps you with the proper therapist, with the proper lawyers if needed. I mean, we were referred to her by a lawyer, but
my lawyer,
some cases, correct? And if not, and she thinks you can, you know, work it through and that you both have the will and drive and desire to do that, because it takes a lot of work, you know, she equips each of us with our own individual therapist and with a marriage counselor as well to help us together.
Which, by the way, sorry, do you consider me interrupting you? Should I have said sorry right there?
I finished my sentence.
Okay, so what's also important, because I don't, what I hate is when people go on podcasts, any kind of media, social media, and it's like, look at me, you could be like this too. We were really fucked up. We got the best, we were so lucky to have the confluence of things working to help us figure out if we should put this Humpty Dumpty back together again. Can this relationship, it was fucking shattered.
The reality is, after your 10-hour dissertation on discernment therapy, the reality is that was step one for us, you know, getting the help where someone could guide us to get
take us
in
through
touch
it
with the right people. She gave us the tools. She gave us the therapist. We start, you know, both in individual therapy, we start in couples counseling, and there we go. We're moving forward, and things are so-so. In my view, the reason that I thought reality TV was helpful is you're kind of like under a microscope, and you're very much in tune with the things that you say and how you say them and how you communicate. And it creates a certain awareness that we were already kind of getting in touch with through our couples counseling. In my view, it very much furthered it, because you're so aware. And even if you're not aware of what you're saying, everyone around you is aware. You know, you're under a microscope, and then you see it all play back. So I felt like if you embrace the process of reality TV properly, it really can be a very introspective process where you can examine how you express yourself, how you're thinking, how you're perceiving, so on and so forth.
First, as you know, I didn't agree to go on the show. I did not sign the waiver, because my relationship with you is the most important thing in the world to me. When my relationship with you is solid, I'm solid. And if that's one of the KPIs, key performance indicators to a relationship, when you're with your partner, do you feel like your partner makes you better as a person, like all across the fucking board? Do they help you evolve? Do they help you see things? Do they help you live in the little, like in a state forward, not backwards, where you could smell and taste the future together? And all those things, you check every single box, you make me better. So I didn't want to go on a reality show, because you also know,
We were separated.
That had a lot to do with it. But I don't know what's ever going to come out of my mouth. And so being on a reality show when I was an open wound, trying to figure out what the hell we're doing with our lives was a really bad idea. But I look back on it after I put in the work. Had I not gotten 52 one-on-one therapy sessions, and she said, don't go on. You are an open wound. You're going to be a mess. And after...
What do you think I was?
You get paid on that show. I get diddly squat. I felt like having a camera in our face forces you to use the tools you learn in therapy to a certain degree. It's like almost having your golf swing videoed, you know, and then watching it. And so we're able to watch us interact. Number one, when the show's aired, you could say, oh, that, you know, you could correct your behavior watching it together, and two, having a camera in your face just makes you more mindful, you know, to use the tools you have to be respectful of each other's feelings. That's how I felt. I liked having the camera on, because it felt like it was like a constant reminder to respect each other.
I agree with you. I think that that's what it was. The camera was almost like a reinforcement of the tools we were learning in therapy in the strangest of ways. What I don't we have covered is those tools. And in my view, the whole concept of couples therapy is to learn how to communicate better with each other. And I think that our biggest struggle and obstacle was that we were both very reactive towards one another and not responsive. In other words, you know, Seth would say something to me like, well, you don't, I don't know. What's something you would say to me?
Must have not bothered you that much.
Just give me an example.
What?
What's something that annoys you?
That annoys you? Me about you?
Yes.
How long's the show?
Okay, one little thing. One little thing.
That you're like freaking catch me if you can. Yeah, like where are we going to be on this day? Oh, I'm going to be in Paris. This is a great week. You're going to Paris. You told me that like 3 days ago.
Well, yeah, that is how I roll. But anyway, so this is it. This is the difference. So Seth could say, you know, he could sit down with me and what we've been trained to do is say, you know, when you take these last minute trips out of the country, it makes me feel, and I'm making this up, I don't know that this is how it makes me feel, but it makes me feel like you don't want to be around me and you're running away from me or whatever it may be. And,
you know,
and I well could said. Say, I and so that would be the right way to do it, as opposed to him saying, I'm so tired of you traveling. You know, really, it's ridiculous. You need to just stay still. That would be the wrong approach. The proper approach.
What the fuck? That's what I, by the way, what I would say before therapy would be, what the fuck? Like, you going to Paris three, like, am I not fucking invited?
Excuse
that's me. What I would say.
Great. So that's not a great thing. So then I would be like, and then if I were going to react, I would say, well, you didn't invite me to da da da, whatever it was. Instead of responding, which is, I am so sorry. I would never want to make you feel that way, like I'm not interested or don't want to be with you. And, you know, let's talk this through and come up with a solution that's mutually acceptable. So we got those tools. We learned how to communicate with each other. And it's hard to do that when you're really charged. And that's why I disengage, you know, because we were also taught that it's okay to like take a time out and revisit when people are cooler. So those to me were the main things that I gained out of therapy and show kind of reinforced. And then we came up against a global pandemic right after we wrapped filming season one.
Yes. By the way, like if anybody takes anything away from this, I would take what you just said. Instead of reacting, which is how we always did, right, to each other's behavior, we started responding thoughtfully. And like, how do you do that? And I would say you do that by having that emotional awareness to like channel your Gandhi. And when the temperature gets hot, when you're getting frustrated, annoyed, and pissed off, those are signs that says it's heating up, time to cool down.
So like I was saying, the global pandemic was to me the final thing that kind of sealed everything for us, because from my point of view, and
it grounded
you,
you.
Yours, it made us all stop and reflect back about what was important. I mean, if you all remember in the initial panic, we really had no idea what we were up against. We didn't know, you know, if we were going to survive. I mean, no one knew what was going on.
We were running out of toilet paper, for Christ's sake.
Okay. I felt like it gave us a lot of perspective. Is that a fair thing to say?
Oh my God, did it ever. Yeah, I think the pandemic is, you know, the worst thing to ever happen in our one of the worst things, you know, but through the shitstorm, you know, you evolve. To your point, coming off the first season one of the reality show you're on, went right into the pandemic. And then you couldn't run away to Paris. You had to deal with me. I had to deal with you. And it forced us to either make it or break it. And we got stronger in the pandemic. You were working out with me, right? We deeply connected. We were playing backgammon. It's almost like we were on a constant dating. Like, I don't know about you, but like that was some serious lemonade that came out of it for us.
No, absolutely. And I agree. I think it was a chance for everyone to reevaluate, and that for many, it did result in divorce. And for those,
congratulations.
That was the right thing. Exactly. Congratulations.
Mazel tov. Get on with your life.
Right. If it's not going to work, it's not going to work. End it and move on.
Yes.
Fortunately, we didn't have to do that. While, you know, divorce sometimes is the best option for the circumstances, it's never a fun thing to go through, obviously.
It's brutal.
So, you know, good for us that we averted that one, but
we tasted it though.
Oh, yeah.
We tasted it enough to know how brutal the divorce, but I used to, until it happened to us, used to, anytime I heard somebody's getting divorced, I'd be like, oh, congratulations. And just dismissing the pain that happens in that process. Like emotional pain, my therapist told me this, and I totally validate it, is 10 times worse than physical pain. I've been banged up. I've had torn ligaments, gotten my ass kicked. Like that is nothing compared to emotional pain. So I do want to take a moment to just a shout out to anyone who's gone through the divorce process, going through it now, and almost take like a moment of silence to observe how fucking strong you have to be to get through that process and grow through it, right? Maybe it wasn't as painful for you. This is interesting.
The way you're saying that, you haven't gone through a divorce. So I think a lot of what you're saying is not necessarily always a fair assessment. And I think every situation is very different. So I'm not sure I agree with what you're saying. But
I was emotionally debilitated for a while.
We both were.
Okay, I just want to make sure. And you never expressed your emotional debilitation as a result of being separated. Did you miss me that much?
You think it was just a party for me?
No, I mean, this would be a great time for some reassurance.
Oh God. Yes, I missed you. Okay, on that note.
Come on. Can you just ignore there's a microphone and like just make me feel like you make me feel?
Honey, I love you. I missed you when we were separated. I'm so happy we're together. And on that note, we are going to wrap up.
Wait, do you think about me when you travel?
Yes, of course.
Like when you're in Paris this week and you're laying in bed alone, will you think about me?
Of course.
FaceTime me then.
Okay.
Actually, pick this booger out of my nose.
No, that's disgusting.
If you love me, you'll pick it.
No, don't. No, 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 and no. Okay. Thank you guys for listening to Hanging by a Thread with Seth and Meredith Marks.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.